care about you.
Yeah.
Glory.
Well, I'll tell you, praise you, gentlemen.
Yeah.
First of all, I'd like to say that I thank God for this opportunity of being back to Pierstown again. Amen. With all my friends and the people that we love and care for and pray for.
Yeah.
And we're just gladly here to share the Word of God with you and the blessings that God has given us.
Yeah.
And we appreciate all of you. We love all of you. It's great to be here. How many people did we help in the church at home tonight? Follow our church, what I'm speaking of right now. Stand up.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord.
All right.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Give these folks a hand. Tomorrow evening, we're supposed to pray at 3 o'clock, supposed to meet at 20 to 6, pray 20 minutes before we go in to the Bible class. We're supposed to have a 20-minute prayer. Now, 20 minutes is a long time for people to pray now.
Yeah. Come on.
Come on.
Yeah.
Amen. I said 20 minutes is a long time for everybody to pray now.
Yeah.
Although we get under special burden, sometimes maybe we pray all day. That happens to me once in a while, maybe all night. But in general, when we go to pray, and Brother McCutcheon made mention of it a while ago, Brother Charlie, we prayed just for a little while, and we think it's been an hour because we did have never stayed till we got the burden to pray, and it seemed like a long time to us, in which it wasn't that long. Brother Charlie hadn't been saved very long. The Lord brought him out of a horrible pit. We thank the Lord for him, Sister Joe. Brother Charlie laid here way down in Oak Grove, right out of this side of Adkins, between Adkins and Hector. And they're here tonight. Brother Charlie, stand up and test him.
Praise the Lord. Now, let's just kind of be back for you now. We've been here for a few times. The Lord did save me out of all the pit. He took away all the desires. He would go back.
Yeah.
Took away the old bad habits I had. Listen, new desires in my heart.
That's
you know, I get down sometimes. I look at that old cross hanging there and see this blood running down that cross.
Yeah, come on now.
Without that, we're nothing.
Yeah. Amen.
The blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Can we say praise the Lord?
Amen.
Well, I'd far rather that you to obey God, got in this service.
Uh-huh.
Nevertheless, the Word of God's good.
Yeah.
And that's all in the world I got to leave with you. I ain't got no form of doctrine. Come on. I hadn't got any traditional background to boast about. Amen. Nothing but just the grace of God. By the grace of God, I'm what I am. Amen. In Him. I feel that you are the same. I don't think our background, amen, makes us. I think it takes God to make us. Amen. So we're here to do what we can. We want to spend our life this way. As long as we can, we plan on keep on keeping on. Praise the Lord. Now, I'm looking forward to this service, to an older service, and I hope you got me cued to preaching too long. Don, don't you time me tonight.
I won't.
Hey, I feel like that would be just as big a nuisance as Saul numbering the men. Praise God.
Yeah, come on.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
So just don't do it. Praise the Lord. We'll be reading a verse or two of Scripture here to begin with. I'd like to read a couple of verses in the second chapter of the book of 2 Peter. If you got your Bible, if you'd like to turn with us, we'd like to start there.
Hallelujah.
The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation, and to reserve the unjust until the day of judgment to be punished. Did you get this couple of verses? Maybe I'll read it. Did you get that with me?
Yes.
God knows how to deliver the just. God knows how to lead us. He knows how to bring us out. He knows how to keep us.
Yes,
amen.
But this next verse don't sound too good. Did you notice what it said? He also knew how to reserve the unjust.
Yes.
People that just as sure as we live, we could say two and two is four.
Yeah.
Amen.
We're either going to serve God, or we're going to allow our soul to go down to destruction.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Did you get what I said? Somebody said, oh, now, preacher, we're serving a merciful God. I know it.
Yeah.
But brother, when he gets mad, come on, you say God never did get mad.
Oh, yes, he has.
Amen. When his anger gets him against me, I had it.
Come on.
Hear me. I said, when God's wrath gets kindled against me, I'm in trouble, Brother Charlie.
Amen.
God, bless you.
God today knows how to deliver the just.
Yeah.
And he knows how to reserve the unjust. Amen. To the day of judgment.
Yeah.
I'll read this again. Don't be part of the guy. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. Ain't that plain?
Yes.
Who allows this? How come that there is such a thing as God's wrath being kindled? But he knows how to hold us in that reserve of unbelief because we won't accept the plan of God.
Come on.
You say, well, preacher, I don't believe that. Don't you get off on the deep. I'm not off on the deep end. Amen. If you got your Bible open, just read it.
Yeah.
It's there. Whose fault is it? It's not God's fault. Come on.
Bless
it's not
Lord.
His fault.
Amen.
Oh, somebody said that is under the law. I don't know why. It's in the second book of Peter.
Amen.
Come on.
I don't know why.
Right.
Let me tell you something. We're in a train of time when there's a spirit in the world that tries to keep you from taking any responsibility upon yourself.
Yeah.
Come on, help me a little bit.
Yeah.
Come on. And this kind of a spirit that we allow to take us to be on the lazy side, to be on the unbelieving side, to be on the side of saying, well, amen, I just don't hardly believe it's true. What do we got here, brother? But friends, it's time that we're waking out of sleep.
Amen.
The night is far spent and the day is at hand. And I believe if we ever want to do anything for God, it's time that we're doing it. Let us read the next verse if we didn't already. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government presumptuously are they self-willed. Now get this. Who does it? Come on, help me now. Come on, help me. They are self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of deities.
Not afraid of anything.
What makes us not afraid? It's because we allow ourselves to be in this reserve bunch. Come on, we allow ourselves to be in a reserve group that can't tell our right hand from our left. And we can't see what's confronting us. Amen. In this age, my friend, glory to God, and we walk in group alone. Amen. And some of us, because we don't stay on the far line for God. Hallelujah. And we allow ourselves to be reserved in a group that's going to be punished.
Amen.
Come on, that's what the Word said.
Yeah.
Well, the Lord is sure as the world, this is in my hand to do it. It's in your hand to do it.
Yeah.
It's in your hand to take care of this business.
Yeah.
God's going to punish the unjust. All right.
Bless you, Lord.
I said God's going to punish the unjust.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Got a verse of Scripture we'd like to go back to the Kings and read. We're going from there with some more. Some more of the Word of God.
Stay with him, Lord.
Amen. I tell you what, I see a lot of people that's in that reserve group today, and one of them don't know it. That's a sad picture.
Yeah.
Brother, let me tell you something. I got just a little bit. I want to drop something in your mind. It might help you to think. These folks that's one time been on fire, amen, and had the fire of God in their life today that's cooled it off to them, brother, they'll shake their head and walk off and turn away when you begin to talk about the fire of God or what it means to really be on fire for God. They don't want to hear it. They don't want that responsibility. They'd rather not know nothing about it. Come on! I said people are trying to put it out of their mind. But brother, those folks are putting it out of their mind. It's in that reserve group. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
you're on right now.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Come on, can you say amen?
Hallelujah.
All right, brother, the people that see the danger, the people that fear God, the people that trying to put on the whole armor of God, the people that denying themselves of ungodly lust and walking after God, amen, the Lord's going to deliver them. Don't you lay no weight on my shoulder.
Come on.
Him and I like to go to church once a month, whether I need to or not.
Yeah.
I like to go when it's a convenient time.
Yeah.
Family's not too well, and we've had a lot of opposition. And
yeah.
Just haven't been able to get out.
Come on now. Whoa. I hear that all the time.
You heard talk of cruising for a bruising, haven't you?
Yeah.
That's exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
We're cruising for a bruising.
Yeah.
When we begin to put up excuses and begin to move off on that far line, Brother Birch.
Yeah. Yeah.
My God, and be in that group that's going to be, who's going to reserve that group? Come on now, help me a little bit.
Yeah,
so
think about it.
So much that he gave his son. He did.
Yeah.
True, he did. But I find out when God's wrath gets kindled, brother, I tell you, he's hard to stop.
Yeah. Sure is.
Come on, when God's got wrath got kindled on Saul, brother, all Samuel could do wasn't stop it.
No.
God finally said, man, how long are you going to weep for this hypocrite?
Yeah.
Story of faith to me
that
they almost made me believe that all I got to do is to watch a TV, amen, or just listen to a program, or listen to a tape, amen, and just kind of cruise in.
Now preach it.
Come on, I got news. You're going to cruise in, all right. We'll cruise in, all right, but I'm afraid we're cruising for a bruising.
Yeah.
Oh, that's that cruising for a bruising.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Oh, read one verse of scripture here in 1 Kings 21, 1 Kings 21 and 20. Amen. This is where Elijah encountered old Ahab. I want you to get this. Praise God. Now, can we get God stirred up? Brother, I tell you what. Man, I want you to know he got stirred up in old Eli. He got stirred up in Eli, bless God.
Yes.
Amen. He went to talking to a little old child, amen, that waited on him by the name of Samuel. He went to talking to him at the midnight hours.
Yeah.
When Eli lay him there, he didn't hear a sound or nothing, brother. He had heard it, but he didn't hear it this time. Come on. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. I want you to know that Eli was in this reserve group.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Come on. I said Eli was in this reserve group. Yeah. He didn't hear anything. Little Samuel heard the voice four times.
Yeah.
Amen. Four different times. Amen. And this man didn't hear it a time. All he knew it had to be God talking to the little boy.
Yeah.
So he said, well, the next time, go lay down again. And the next, I can't hear.
Yeah.
I can't see. Come on, help me a little bit.
Yeah.
You want to know what happened? Brother, I want you to know that he allowed his family, bless God, to commit adultery. Amen. Partake of the sacrifice. Let me tell you something. Amen. God is tired of wickedness. Brother, he knows how to reserve it. Hallelujah to God. And he's going to reserve it. Hallelujah to the day of judgment too.
Whoa.
All right.
All right. All right.
All right. Glory to God.
Uh-huh.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He said, the next time you hear it, just tell him to speak. Oh, brother, he began to give him the final message.
Yeah.
Scared little old Samuel to death. He didn't know what to do. But old Eli said, I'll tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
Son, he said, I know you heard something.
Yeah.
Not in them words, but I know you got the message. Don't you hide anything.
Yeah.
Don't hide anything. I won't have a word of it.
Give it to
and if you don't give it to me, why,
yeah.
it's going to be on you.
Yeah, it'll be worse for you.
Elah, son of my God, why don't you raise your hand tonight?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I believe I'm preaching to a group of people tonight that knows what God is.
Yeah.
I believe I'm talking to a group of people tonight that knows what the Word of God is.
Yeah.
I believe I'm talking to a group of people tonight that knows what it's like to be shook in the power.
Yeah.
I believe I'm talking to people that knows what it's like to be in the Spirit.
Yeah.
And begin to move in the Spirit.
Yeah.
We're not getting down leaders, my friend.
Uh-uh. We won't.
Come on. Hallelujah. I said, we're not going to get down on Egypt.
No, we won't.
Blessing Lord. Well, glory. Praise God. Let me read this one.
Praise the Lord.
Again. I read it. And Ahab said to Elijah, hast thou found me? Oh, my enemy. My God, I just got to pause. I didn't get through with the verse. I got to stop right there. You go to trying to fool with a bunch of backed up hypocrites, backstabbing people, go to invite them to church. They say, oh, have you found me? Oh, my God, why don't you shut up? I talked to a man today about church, and I can tell he didn't want to talk about it.
Uh-huh.
He used to be in church, but I talked about it anyhow. I told him about some of his folks that have got glorious to say and how God is blessing them and how they paid a price and what God is doing.
Yeah. Come on, talk it anyhow. Well, go.
I said, brother, that folks can get it if they want. He said, yeah, I know they can.
Just talk to them like that.
Uh-huh, but he seemed to be in that reserve group.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Hear me tonight. Be sure that you're not counted in that reserve group.
Yeah.
In that group that God knows how to deliver.
Yeah.
He don't know how to deliver that reserve group.
Uh-huh.
Brother, if you ever delivered, you're going to do it yourself. You're going to get up off of your mohawks. Hallelujah to God, and you're going to turn your life over.
Hallelujah.
Why don't we praise him tonight? I don't care if he shouts. We ought to all be shouting. Lord, it's not today, tonight either. We ought to be shouting a little tomorrow. We ought to be shouting a little on the job.
Hallelujah.
I just had to stop it. Right in the middle of that prayer.
Yeah.
Said, oh, my enemy, you found me. A lot of folks should draw up in a knot when they think
many of a time that they would not answer the door. Come on, help me a little. Don't quit now. I'll say quiet.
Yeah,
many of a time, and there's been a many a time if they hadn't knew that they knew they was there, they'd just left the door closed and never answered the door. I wouldn't be surprised. I'll just take that back. There's been many people who thrown in the closet and hid because they felt like that the preacher was coming to talk. Done in that reserve group. Now let me tell you something. You don't have to do a thing to get in this reserve group, but just quit serving God. That's all you got to do.
Right.
Doing what you used to do for God.
Yeah.
Come on, help me a little bit.
Right.
Amen. Somebody said, I enjoyed it. Amen. A few years ago, man, I was on fire for God. I had me a time. But if I wasn't having as good a time tonight as I was 40 years ago, I'd start doing what I've done 40 years ago tonight.
Hello.
Hallelujah, yeah. God. Amen. And if I was enjoying it, I'd keep on doing it.
Yeah. That's it.
What is said now?
That's the key.
My enemies found me.
Uh-huh.
Come on, help me a little.
Yes.
Brother, he was in that reserve group. Come on. Hallelujah. He's a wicked man. Ahab was a wicked man. There's a lot of people not near as wicked as Ahab was. Some folks have been cleansed. Some folks have been changed. Some folks have experienced. But they've allowed their self to go back in that reserve group.
Yeah. Praise God.
Man, I know a lot of people that don't believe this. They say if you ever get saved, you can't never be no other way.
Uh-huh. Come on now, pray.
Is that all right?
No.
It's
all wrong.
All right, and we're going to be in some scripture here, Rick. We're fixing to get into it. Stay with us. You pray for us. We can't do nothing without God. Hallelujah. Thou hast found me, O my enemy. And he answered and said... And he answered, I have found thee because thou hast sold thyself to the work of evil.
Yeah.
Amen. In the sight of who?
The Lord.
You have joined yourself to a reserve group.
Yeah. Praise God.
Now, friends, you can get mad at the preacher. You can get mad at me. You can get mad at the family. You can get mad at the folks that plead with you. You can spew. You can puff. I can do the same thing. I can blow up if I want to. Amen. But I'll find myself joining myself to the reserve group. Amen. To be punished in the end. Well, why don't we shell down the corn tonight? Why don't we surrender ourselves? Why don't we get under the spout where God can bless us? Why don't we come back? He got it there for us.
Sure it does.
Don, but the trouble is a lot of folks are waiting for God to come and get them.
Yeah.
He ain't going to come and get you. Did you hear what I said?
You don't have to come.
You can't show me no place in the Bible where God's going to come and get you and make you go to the altar or make you serve him. He ain't going to do it. The Father didn't go get the prodigal son, and God won't go get you, and he won't go get me. I tell you what's going to happen. People with the wisdom and the knowledge of the scripture that most folks have in these hills, I can tell you what's happening. They'll either serve God or find themselves belonging to the reserve group.
That's the truth.
Now when I tell you about it, it'll be off of my chest. So whether it makes you mad or whether you feel good, it'll still be off of me.
Yes, glory.
Preaching, brother.
Well, glory. Praise God. Well, what about it, church?
Amen.
Amen. I believe we want to get some folks out of that reserve group tomorrow evening.
Amen.
Come on. How many believes that? Amen. We're going to get them out.
Yeah.
Well, give God a clap off for tonight.
Yeah.
I believe somebody's going to get out of the reserve group before you leave here tonight.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, behold, I will bring evil upon thee. Why, sure.
Praise God.
Come on. We can't expect nothing. Oh, somebody said, now wait a minute, preacher. You're clear over there. You're clear out. You're under the way back under the law. Well, that's a good lesson there anyhow. It still works.
Sure is.
Amen. Come on. I said it still works.
It shows the law is in order.
Praise God. Well, yeah, but you know, a lot of folks say the law and the prophets were until John. Amen. I know that too. Praise God. And since that time, the kingdom of God is preached to every man. Everyone, everybody presses their way into it. Let us go over here and read a little bit of scriptures. This will be found in Proverbs 5:22. And in his own iniquity shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of his sins.
Praise God.
Okay. Did you get this with me?
Praise.
Let us read John 8:34. Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin." Did you get this?
Yeah.
Oh, my friend, just not look around and blame somebody in our country for our weakness. Just stand on our 2 feet and eat around God's table and be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. We don't have to be in a reserve group. We can be in the group of the godly. Amen. That will be delivered. Praise God. Let us read Acts 8:23. "For I perceive," this is what Peter said, this is what Peter told old Simon. You know, Simon tried to buy the Holy Ghost. He saw him laying on hands. He wanted to buy that gift. He'd have liked to have it.
Yeah, he had the money.
Come on, he'd have liked to have it. If money to bought it, he'd have got it.
Sure would have.
But the men living in the day like we're living in now,
some of them sold it to
him. Wait a minute here. You said don't get off on that.
Hallelujah.
Praise as much Bible as they are going on today.
Yeah.
If it had been in the day like it is now, but especially if it had been the White House.
Bless you, Lord.
Come on. Help me.
Yeah. Somebody sold it.
Bless you, Lord. Nobody else got it. Bless you, Lord.
Listen, we're in a time when we need to wake out of sleep, stand on our 2 feet. Somebody said, "Preacher, I just see, can't seem to get in." Well, somebody done told you already tonight that they stayed 10 days. I don't know whether they held all the time or not. If they did, they probably didn't have as much arthritis as folks do today.
Come on! Preach it!
Come on! But brother, the Bible said they were in one place and they continued in that place and they stayed and they sought God. Amen. Until the Holy Ghost from heaven did that, there's many in the reserve group.
Uh-huh.
Hear me? I said there was many in the reserve group.
Yeah, I know there's 300 names.
Bless God. Let me tell you, we got a lot of people in the reserve group today.
Glory!
Yeah. I'm glad there's been a few godly people in the world today. Amen. It intends to live for God. Amen. Sink or swim.
Yeah.
Never die. Amen. Intend to live for God, Brother Lula.
Glory.
This kind of people, God knows how to deliver. Brother, we may cry and weep like a baby. We may have so much load on us we don't feel like we can wiggle. And all of a sudden, the power of God move. And we feel like the heavy weight's been lifted. How the shackles just all fell off. How the God, right. And we go to shouting victory.
Right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Burdened to death for some of your friends, some of your family, the church. The church world around you weep and cry. Folks think you're crazy.
Yeah, come on.
Because they're in that reserve group and they don't know any better.
Uh-huh.
Ain't that pitiful?
Pitiful.
Yeah. God's the world blinded their eyes and blinded their mind. Yeah. Somebody said, "How's that happen, preacher?" That happens when you let up on your prayer life.
Yeah.
That happens when you quit doing the things you did do for God.
Right.
That happens when you don't know what to do. You don't do what you know to do.
Yeah.
That happens when you don't line up with the Word of God.
Yeah.
That happens when we quit serving God. That happens when we let lust, amen, be conceived in our heart.
Yeah.
Hallelujah to God.
Yeah.
Bringing forth sin, brother.
Yeah.
God gets up and moves out. Tell me that He won't. I know He will. Amen. All down through my 48 years of Christian life experience, every time I made the wrong move, brother, I paid for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, somebody said, "I don't know what I didn't think you ever did." Well, you're just wrong. Somebody said, "What'd you do? Rob a bank? Run off with some woman?" No.
Bless you, Lord.
Come on.
A few times I just didn't obey God in the service like I ought to. Another more times than one. Come on. And I found myself getting in that reserve group. Now I said, "This won't do. I gotta go back and do what I'm supposed to do." Did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
I said, "I gotta go back and do what I'm supposed to do."
Yeah.
Hallelujah. God's people knows how to serve God. They know how to worship. They know what to do.
Try it.
Praise the Lord.
Don't have had to be found in that reserve group. We're going to read. We're reading Acts 8 and 23. For I perceive that thou art in the God bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. This is what Peter told Simon. Oh, and I could hear Simon. He said, I tell you what. He said, I want you to pray for me.
Oh, that's good. It's awesome.
Now, wait a minute. Here he is sticking out from under any responsibility. Going headlong right into the reserve group. Well, he's already in it, but he wanted to continue to stay in it. And he was so determined to stay in it, brother, they wasn't over in sin. He wasn't about to do what they said to. He wasn't about to line up with the truth. He wasn't about to give up that witchcraft. He wasn't about to give up that plan of sorcery.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, he made too much money.
Praise the Lord. Bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. Could I never just a little?
Yeah, go ahead.
If you want to learn people, and if you want to know what's in people,
yes.
You get in their pocketbook.
Come on now.
And brother, it'll come out.
Yeah, it will.
Hear me! Yeah. I say, if he really wound up in God, there'll be something leak out.
Yeah. Come on. We're preaching too much there.
I got too far along.
I feel just a little splash, cold water.
Amen. Right there.
Hallelujah.
Don, if you're accusing me of being like Arnold, I'm going to run your crowd off.
No.
Amen. Well,
this is what we want.
Glory to God. All right. God says what he wants. Let's read Romans 6 and 16. Know ye not to whom ye give yourselves service to obey? His servants ye are.
Great.
Whom ye obey.
Yeah.
Well,
bless
you, Lord. Did you know what said that? Well, who are you obeying?
Come on.
God said, stand up, hold them up. Come on.
Praise God.
Cry out, swear them up.
Yeah.
What he won't do.
Uh-huh. Lift up your voice.
Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Oh, I ain't going to make no fool out of myself. Well, I done learned a long time ago a lot of folks ain't going to make no fool out of themselves serving God. But if it's some things of the world, brother, they don't mind it.
Yeah.
Come on, I said they don't mind it. I tell you, folks are sports crazy.
Yeah.
I wish folks would get as wild. I don't mind them being liking their sports at all. Well, why don't the world don't folks get as wild after serving God as they are serving the world?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. All right, give God a hand.
Right.
I like sports too, but brother, I like serving God.
Amen.
And if I didn't, let me tell you something, it's absolutely from my heart, directly from my heart. If I didn't have God tonight, nothing in this world that I do would be worth 10 cents to this preacher. I'd be out of service. I've missed service one time and I feel as if it's a stovepipe. I feel like that I get clear nervous. And that's the truth, I do. And brother, when I get my nerves settled, it's when I feel like, bless God, that I'm in that bunch that God's going to deliver in that day.
Hallelujah.
See, a lot of people get the nerves settled. You can get off of a lot of nerve pills if you get in that group.
Yeah.
That you know that God's going to deliver in that day.
Yeah.
Oh,
glory.
Preacher, you better hush down.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Well, here it help. Come on, I said it help.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Lord, whom we yield ourselves, servants. His servant we are.
Yeah.
Don't sound like one state always to me. Romans 7, 23. But I see another law in my members. This is Paul.
Yeah.
Warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity. What is captivity?
Bondage.
Being helped.
Yeah.
Come on. Get that yoke off of me. Break that yoke.
Talking about spiritual bondage.
Hallelujah. That's what the Bible says. Spiritual bondage. Praise God. Warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. Now let me just say one more thing.
Go ahead, do it.
As long as we're in the flesh, we got a war. I don't care how sanctified you feel. I don't care how sanctified you try to live. There's a battle there. As long as this man lives that you're walking around in, there's a battle there. As long as we're in this tabernacle.
Try.
Brother, there's a war fire, and if we don't expect that, we can't be deliver.
That's right.
Come on, help me. Don't slow down. Let's slow down a little. I'm going to hush.
Got to fight.
Come on. You got to fight to keep it. You got to fight to get it. You got to fight to keep it. Somebody said, I don't want to do that. I just want to slump along. Amen. Do you remember what Moses said? He said, I'd rather suffer the afflictions of the righteous. Amen. It's just a howl pleasure for a little old season.
Pleasure for a season of Egypt.
Bless you, Lord.
Yeah.
He could have been the king's son.
Sure.
Brother, he said, I'm going to suffer it out right now because it ain't very long.
Yeah.
3 score and 10, I'm going to have it suffered. Oh, somebody said, preacher, I don't believe in suffering that. Of all the suffering that you do, you still got more to be thankful for than the world's got.
Yeah.
You still got something, bless God, that's far beyond what the world could ever offer you.
Right.
You still got something that the world can't give you and the world can't take it away. What's the lifespan of 70 or 80 years, even if you make it, and not too many make it?
Praise God. Bless you, Lord.
Comparing with eternity throughout the ceaseless ages to come.
Yeah. Think about it.
Hooray that God, yes, give him that bunch that God can deliver.
Yeah.
Well, like the old song, I want to get in that number that no man can number. I'm going to be in that number that no man can number. I just want to be in that number that no man can number.
Yeah.
When they're coming down from God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah.
All right, you know the rest of it you keep saying. We're going to get back to these. Amen. All right, but I'd like to read from the second book of Peter 2:9-19. Here's what Apostle Peter said about it. We got people that will promise you everything. They'll promise you liberty. They'll promise you freedom. They'll promise you, amen, that you'll be blessed if you just do what they said.
Yeah.
They ain't the one thing going to cause you to be blessed, and that's to keep the Word of God. Amen. And get in there and act on it and get the power of God, the knowing of God to go with the Word.
Right.
Hallelujah. And put it all together. That's
yeah.
the only thing that's going to do it.
Amen.
Nothing else going to do it. Glory to God. All right. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants. Oh, listen to this. Of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome of, the same is he brought into bondage. Did you get this one?
Yeah.
To whom a man is overcome of, the same he is brought into bondage.
Praise the Lord.
Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Bless God, I don't care what you've got that's overcoming you. It's gradually bringing you into bondage.
Yeah.
And if your God ain't bigger than that thing, it'll eventually have you in bondage.
Yes.
Yeah. That's
it'll
the
have
truth.
You captured. It'll have you paralyzed.
That's the truth.
Amen. I can see old Saul. I've been studying a lot about the life of Saul, Samuel, amen, and all those fellas back there. And I can see in the life of Saul, amen, where God blessed him. God didn't want him to have a king. He tried to keep it from happening. But since there was no other way, brother, he told him who to go anoint, amen, and to make king, and he gave him the ceremony. I don't find too much about the ceremony that God gave him nothing more than he gave it out, and I believe he's a man of God. God gave him the ceremony, and he gave him the lineup to get them all under the king.
Bless
God. But I want you to know from that very time after Samuel started, their sin started creeping in just like it does today.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Saul started. The time Saul started, their sin started creeping in. Now get this with me. Praying fathers and mothers, we got a job on our hands. Amen. We've got children. If we don't get in the collar and believe God for them, and we don't intercede for them, we've got children that'll be lost unless we intercede God for them. Come on, help me just a minute. I have two. I'm in the boat with you. We're going to have to do our best. And then I believe God knows how to deserve. Amen to God. How to deliver the God. What do you think about it? Praise God.
I know he does.
But Saul began to shortly, amen, after he had got blessed, and he was the anointed king, prophesied with the prophets.
Bless you,
and you know what got him into it? It wasn't because he didn't sacrifice. It wasn't because he didn't war. It was because he wouldn't obey.
That's right. That's exactly
did
what
you
got
get
him
this
in.
With me?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that's going to get in trouble because they won't do what God said to do. Just simply won't do what He said to do.
Amen.
For one thing, forsaking of setting ourselves together is a manner of some is. He said, forsake not.
Right.
That would be one way we do it. And then getting all wrapped up in the cares of the world, we ain't got no time to pray, we ain't got no time to read,
no.
We ain't got no time to study. Why don't you get a hammer and bust that television all to pieces?
Yeah.
Come on, why don't you throw your storybooks in the fire for all?
Glory!
Oh, somebody said he's off on television. I sure am.
Yeah.
Come on, if we're letting that thing keep us from doing what God wants us to do, anything. If the old cows keep getting serving God, sell them or kill them or do something.
Come on. That's good preaching. Oh, that's good.
Anything that keeps us from serving God,
right.
You should.
Yeah. Kill lots and burn the plow. If that's what it takes to do it, do it.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to tell you is to hold on to God regardless of what else takes place.
Yeah. Yeah. Glory.
Oh, glory.
Come on, God knows how to deliver the godly. He knows how to reserve the unjust.
Yeah.
He knows how to reserve. He knows how to keep them to the day of punishment.
Yeah.
Somebody said, it looked like they'd do something. Well, let me tell you something. I said, when God gets stirred up, brother, He stirred up.
Yes,
He stirred up. Amen. Poor old Samuel had a time with Saul. He loved him. And here it was, brother. The first thing he started not obeying God. God told him to go down and destroy the city of Ai. And he went down there and left the cattle, took the best of the cattle, the sheep, and then come back and told Samuel that they were going to offer them. They got them to offer sacrifice.
Yeah.
Amen.
I've done the will of the Lord.
Amen. Which is the best? You decide that yourself. If you've been blessed, if you've been shook by the power of God, if you have had the Holy Ghost, or if you hadn't had the Holy Ghost, and you've been blessed, and you quaked in the Spirit, you prayed for sick, the sick was healed. Come on, help me a little bit. That's God. You went to church and had doodads running up and down your spine. You went home and you're so happy you couldn't go to sleep. That's God. You mothers got happy in the kitchen, your hands in the dishwater. Come on. Amen. With a broom in your hand. Bless God. Hallelujah. Brother Lord, glory to God. Amen. If that thing slipped from you, don't you stop till you get it back again.
Amen.
Right.
Well, glory to God. Don't stop till you get it back again. And I want you to know that God said, I want you to go out there, Samuel, and I want you to tell Saul.
Praise God.
So I'm through with him.
Yeah.
He's rejected. Oh. He began to give Saul the message, and Saul said, oh, turn and pray with me.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, there's a lot of people just like that. Amen. How many times do we see people say, oh, preacher, I know I have nothing to do it, but come on, pray with me. I want you to pray with me. Don't you? I've talked to people, and they asked me to pray for them 1,000 times, and they wouldn't do one thing. They're sick. Not one thing. Never saw a move out of no way. They never found a sin. Amen. Just pray for me, preacher. Next time I hear of them being something a little worse, next time I saw, oh, I want you to pray for me. Somehow or another, I'm just not doing what I ought to do. Just got to somehow or another get a hold of yourself. Give yourself a good chunking. Come on. Hallelujah to God. Shake yourself a little bit. Amen. Beat yourself a little. See if you're alive or not. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Come alive.
Yeah.
Bless God and get on the fire line for God again.
Yeah.
Glory.
I can remember the last time he talked to Saul.
Uh-huh.
Amen. He said, I want you to turn and pray with me. No, he said, I'm not going to do it. He said, I want you to go up to worship with me. He said, at first he said, I won't. And then again he said he would. And he turned back with him. And God spoke to him that time. Amen. That was the last move. He said, I'm going to get shit.
Yeah.
Praise God. I want you to go over there and anoint little David.
Yeah.
Amen. I want you to anoint a godly man. Glory to God. Friends, let me leave this with you tonight. God knows how to deliver the righteous.
Amen.
He knows how.
That's a wonderful story. Now, come on. That's a wonderful story. And He knows this is a sad story. He knows how to reserve the ungodly.
That's right.
How to unreserve those that will turn from God and will not hearken to what God's trying to get into us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, I feel a great responsibility here today.
Oh,
man, I feel like that a dozen people ought to have the Holy Ghost and everybody ought to have a runaway. At least, come on!
Amen.
I feel like that everybody ought to have new death running up and down your spine.
Hallelujah!
The way I feel.
Yeah.
Come on, hallelujah! I feel like that everybody ought to be renewed in the spirit of their mind.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that we need to pray tonight, seek the face of God until we hear from heaven.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, God, I'd like to give us a meeting that we went as far as we went in this meeting, we'd had a dozen filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Amen. And people that have been blessed so you couldn't have got them to left after dismissed.
Yeah.
God, how many has ever been in a service like that?
Yeah.
You couldn't get them to go home after you dismissed.
Yeah.
Man, they'd stand and talk and hear somebody say, praise the Lord, and somebody talk in tongues a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, come on.
Oh, glory to God.